Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at noon today and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 99. Winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 79. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 93.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Measles cases has risen to 79 in Kansas, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. KDHE data shows that cases have risen from 71 to 79 this last week. The data shows the following counties in Kansas have measles cases, including Finney, Ford, Grant, Gray, Haskell, Kiowa, Morton, Pawnee, Reno, Sedgwick, and Stevens. A Kansas resident was sentenced to 30 years in prison for charges related to child sexual abuse materials. That's according to the United States Attorney. Chloe Wade Gulato, 25 of Leavenworth, pled guilty to one count of production of child pornography and one count of receipt of child pornography. From September 2023 to November of 2023, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received a series of cyber tips about images and videos connected to a cloud account belonging to Gulato. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday night, it's baseball night in America. Get ready for an interleague battle as the Kansas City Royals challenge the San Diego Padres at 6 p.m. And Sunday, start your day with IndyCar action from Wisconsin at 12:30. Then it's Gold Cup soccer as Team USA takes on Haiti. Coverage begins at 5 p.m.
Go!
Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
Anderson County provided mutual aid resources to support response efforts following a tragic incident south of Erie where two boys were struck by a train on a railroad bridge. The search continues for the body of 12-year-old Colin Showalter of Erie. That's according to the Anderson County Emergency Management. First responders have found 16-year-old Arthur Polries of Walnut, Kansas, deceased. KHB sent numerous personnel, including a helicopter and search dogs, in an attempt to find the body of the 12-year-old. A small percentage of funds stolen from Kansas's unemployment system during the pandemic have been recovered, but time is running out to find the rest. Amber Schultz, the state labor secretary, called it an extremely stressful and unfortunate part of our agency's history. She told Legislation at a recent meeting that the state has recovered about 2.4% of fraudulent funds, or roughly $11 million. Before the pandemic, Schultz said Kansas saw little unemployment fraud. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska legislative session of 2025 may be officially over, but Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says that he has now officially endorsed which way that the state should, quote, lock the clocks, saying that he is endorsing the idea of ending the twice-a-year clock change and using permanent standard time. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the conversation happened during a radio call-in program earlier this week, saying that many individuals, especially in the agricultural industry, spend a lot of time trying to fool Mother Nature. In the statement, he said, quote, the hardcore reality is that you really can't fool Mother Nature, and that's probably, in the simplest version, why if something comes up, I would be an advocate for having regular daylight savings time all year round. Throughout the session this year, Nebraska state lawmakers did consider three different proposals that were related to the position the clocks may remain and were only one vote away from sending the bill to the governor, with some saying that they are going to try again in 2026.
Hey, who's the guy over here with the broom?
Man, I don't know. I heard him mention something about wanting employee pricing on his next vehicle.
Does he not know you don't actually have to work here in order to get employee pricing? It's available to everybody.
Turns out you don't need a job at Rusty Eck Ford to get a great deal. Employee pricing is for everyone, no matter what you do or where you work. Save up to $14,000 on all 2024 and most 2025 models. You pay what we pay across our lineup of new vehicles. Looking for a powerful truck, a family-ready SUV, from F-150s to Explorers and everything in between. Employee pricing means absolutely unbeatable deals on your dream ride. No resume? No problem. You can leave the uniform at home and still get a great deal. Come see us in person at Rusty Eck Ford or visit us online at RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214907, $66,040 MSRP, $52,040 sale price. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Pony Express Reride from Sacramento to St. Joe this year will cross the state line into Washington County this evening, arriving at the Hollenberg Station near Hanover around 10 p.m., then passing through Marysville with a brief stop at the Pony Express Barn downtown around 1:15. Proceeding west, the ride will pass Highway 99 around 6 a.m. tomorrow, scheduled through Seneca around 9 a.m. Saturday, bound for St. Joe. Schedule and tracking available online at nationalponyexpress.org. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County last Saturday shortly before 3 a.m. 15-year-old Wyatt Speakman of Excelsior Springs was dead at the scene and was among three passengers in a vehicle driven by Owen Weatherhead of Belleville, who lost control on Bismarck Road in the 2400 block near Mahaska. The pickup left the roadway and overturned, coming to rest in a pasture. The driver was transported to Republic County Hospital in Belleville. Two other passengers, 17-year-old Sage Preston of Scandia and 16-year-old Alexandria Williams of Belleville, were not injured. Again, the fatality, Wyatt Speakman of Excelsior Springs, services Saturday in Washington. Seat belts were not in use. Alcohol was believed to have been a factor in the accident. A hearing in a Seneca murder case has been postponed until August 5th. For 66-year-old Gary Hermish, who is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Father Arul Karasala April 3rd. Hermish remains in custody on $1 million bond. Homestead Days are underway in Beatrice with many activities through Sunday. Gage County Museum will be open daily, highlighting 170 years of Gage County. A Willa Cather exhibit is on display at the Carnegie Building. Fireworks this evening at Beatrice High School. And then Saturday, the Jayhusker Swap Meet and Flea Market runs 8 till 8 at Chautauqua Park. Parade in downtown Beatrice Saturday at 10 a.m. Craft demonstrations at the Homestead National Monument. And Arts in the Park Jamboree runs noon to 4 at Charles Park Saturday with a rib fest beginning at 4:30 downtown. Community band concert Saturday evening at 7 at the Chautauqua Park Tabernacle, with an outdoor movie, The Greatest Showman, planned at 9 at Charles Park. Sunday, the swap meet and flea market continue. Car show registration 8 to noon with the Classic Street Rod Car Show at Chautauqua Park, running Sunday noon to 4. Full schedule of events online at BeatriceChamber.com.
Frankfort Summerfest is this Saturday.
So Frankfort Summerfest will be held on Saturday, June 21st. We start off with the Farmers Market at 8 a.m. and the PEO Splash and Dash 5K at 8 a.m. as well. And we'll be going till midnight with activities all day and fireworks at dusk.
Most of the activities will be in the city park.
So everything will be located in the city park for most of the day, with the parade going down Main Street at 11 a.m. If anybody wants to be in the parade, registration and lineup is down at the Frankfort Community Care Home at 10:30.
Live music will be starting at 5:30 p.m., so don't forget to bring your lawn chairs.
So we will have live music by Jake Rose at 5:30, and he will be followed by the Schmitz Blitz Band from Axtell. They're going to be playing from 8:30 until midnight.
And there will be food there all day.
Yes, food all day. Lunch will be from 11:30 to 1, and that will benefit the Frankfort Community Care Home. We will also have several food trucks available. And then that evening, the Sons of the American Legion are putting on their famous smoked pork chop supper at 5 p.m.
There's many activities planned for Saturday.
We have so many activities planned. So starting off, you know, with that farmer's market, the 5K, the library has an open house. Following the parade, there's going to be a lunch to benefit the care home. We're going to have food trucks as well. We will have inflatables for the kids, free swimming, frog and turtle races. There's going to be a fabulous Frankfort Subdivision Model Railroaders layout in the Frankfort Area Sanitation Building, tractor pull, bingo, lots and lots of activities. And in the evening, we're going to have a mechanical bull and inflatable axe throwing. So if anybody wants to challenge their friends, come on down.
Services for Wyatt C. Speakman, age 15, of Excelsior Springs, who passed away June 14th, are planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Family visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Wyatt Speakman. A graveside service for Pauline S. Fincham, age 98, of Gladstone, Missouri, who passed away June 5th, is planned Saturday, June 21st at 1 at the Salem Lutheran Church Cemetery south of Axtell, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Pauline Fincham. Jolene R. Bloom, age 74, of Seneca, passed away June 14th. Funeral service Saturday, 1 o'clock, Centralia Community Church East Building, with interment in the Centralia City Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Jolene Bloom. Lyle Rottinghouse, age 91, of Seneca, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict. With a rosary Sunday at 2 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca in charge of arrangements for Lyle Rottinghouse.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until late Saturday evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Then mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Staying sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Some rain showers are possible throughout Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then scattered showers early Tuesday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers are possible throughout the day Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature mid-June on this summer solstice, 87. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 66, and the record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:59. Sunrise in the morning at 5:59.
Summer begins today and the days grow shorter starting tomorrow. The subject is the solstice on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 20th, the 171st day of the year. Actress Nicole Kidman has a birthday, and guitar legend Chet Atkins was born on this day in 1924. Summer arrives this evening. The solstice occurs at 10:42 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We're often asked why, if we're getting maximum daylight, these aren't always the hottest days of summer. On average, the hottest period in North America occurs from mid-July through mid-August. That's because the Earth is sort of like an oven. It takes a while to heat up. The lag is well documented in weather lore. We often cite the winter proverb, as the days lengthen, the cold strengthens. The summer portion of that verse goes, as the days begin to shorten, the heat begins to scorch them. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather wisdom online at almanac.com.
Marysville is throwing it back with an old-fashioned Independence Day celebration this July 4th.
Kick off the morning at 9 a.m. with a walk, run, or ride on the Blue River Rail Trail.
And enjoy a playful twist for kids 12 and under with a scavenger hunt along the trail.
At 10 a.m., race over to the historical Union Pacific Depot for the road rally.
This countryside clue hunting adventure challenges you to solve clues, follow the route, and stay on time.
Then join us in Marysville City Park all afternoon for free games like kite flying,
water balloon tosses,
and yummy food trucks from noon until 5 p.m.
Finally, share in the 4th of July spirit at 2:30 with the bike and pet parade through Marysville City Park.
Decorate your bikes, dress up your pets, and win cool prizes.
Celebrate the 4th of July Marysville style.
Information available through One Marysville office or Facebook page.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are starting a new three-game series on the road tonight. It's a late-night game at 8:40 p.m. First Pitch Central Time as they are on the road taking on the San Diego Padres. Kansas City wrapped up their series against the Texas Rangers yesterday with a midday game where they ended up winning 4-1, putting them in a sweeping victory over the Rangers for all three games of the series, winning 6-1 in game one and 6-3 in game number two. That did put them in that number four slot for the American League Central still, as they are essentially tied with the Minnesota Twins, only one game behind with an overall record of 37-38. The Twins are at 37-37 and a .500 average for the season so far. This series with the Padres goes through Sunday before having a day off on Monday. Back at it starting off next week at home again at Kauffman Stadium, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays for three games. The Padres right now are number three in the National League West with a record of 39-34.
Oh, hail! Mother Nature blessed Midwest Kia with a few tiny dents. And now we're slashing prices with some big discounts. Little dings mean huge savings for you. While we were able to hide half the inventory indoors, some of our new and used inventory was slightly dinged up in the most recent storm. There's only one way to fix the problem now, and that's get them gone. If you're looking for an unbeatable deal, come down to Midwest Kia now. You can drive away today in a brand new Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month. 36-month lease with zero due at signing. No security deposit. Save thousands during the Midwest Kia Hail Sale. These cars won't last, and neither will these prices. Midwest Kia, where every storm has a silver lining and a better bottom line. And as always, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. $299 lease payment based on approved credit with Kia Motors Finance, plus tax, title, and license. Zero due at signing. 36-month, 30,000 miles per year. See dealer for details. Sale ends July 6th.
The Kansas City Chiefs wrap up this week announcing that the staple of Arrowhead Stadium, Dan Mears, and the team's original KC Wolf mascot is officially stepping aside as the team's mascot and the, quote, director of shenanigans. Mears had graduated from Mizzou back in 1990 and served 4 years as the Truman the Tiger that was named top overall college mascot for the country back in 1989 before joining the Kansas City Chiefs full-time back in 1990 as the Chiefs introduced their new mascot, the KC Wolf, back in 1989 as well. In a statement from the Chiefs owner, Clark Hunt, he said, quote, Dan Mears has been the heart and soul behind KC Wolf for 35 years since joining the organization in 1990 Dan helped establish Casey Wolf not only as a source of energy and enthusiasm on game days, but as a symbol of pride and passion for all of Chiefs Kingdom. In total, Mears performed at more than 375 total games, including preseason games, and appeared in six international games as a Casey Wolf. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall in Marysville is hiring a warranty service tech for the trailer product line. Candidates will coordinate warranty claims with customers, troubleshoot service issues, and set up. Must have ability to evaluate system problems, hydraulics, electrical, and mechanical issues, and answer questions related to trailer products. Must be able to communicate technical information to customers, dealers, and representatives, and provide total customer satisfaction and a full reputable image for Landall Company. Apply online at Landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Blue, pink, or white hydrangea flower color depends on the type and soil pH. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. White hydrangeas are always white no matter your soil pH. New introductions of pink and ruby-colored Annabelle-type hydrangeas have increased our options. Panicle hydrangea flowers start out white or lime green, then fade to pink or red. Changing the soil pH or adding aluminum to the soil will not make these blue. The popular pink and blue flowering big leaf hydrangeas produce pink flowers in high pH soils where aluminum is bound to the soil and unavailable to the plants. You'll have blue flowers in acidic soil where the aluminum can be absorbed by the plants. Adding aluminum sulfate can help those gardening in high pH soil grow blue flowers. Repeated use over time can result in aluminum toxicity. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
A perfect opportunity for temporary, a full or part-time hours, and a great starting wage of $16.50. Walmart in Marysville is currently hiring temporary associates for a complete store remodel. Associates will work overnight hours, Sunday through Thursday, from July until October, with possible permanent employment and day or overnight positions available. Candidates will need to pass a background check and be assigned paid training immediately after hire. Be a part of the change today and apply in person at Walmart in Marysville. A driving force in your local economy. Walmart is an equal opportunity employer.
Imagine you had invented a new type of rifle that could be helpful to the U.S. military. How would you go about selling your device? This man simply took his rifle and ammunition and showed up at the White House. The story of that invention and the Civil War is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In the summer of 1863, an inventor named Christopher Miner Spencer developed a rifle he believed would help the Union cause. He wanted President Lincoln to see how the device could help win the Civil War.
He was led to the president's office by a caretaker working in the White House with weapon and ammunition, and that didn't seem strange at the time.
Mark Whitlock shares the story from the Illinois State Military Museum.
Due to President Lincoln's background in the military and his militia service in Illinois in the Black Hawk War, he was very comfortable around weapons. He was actually a pretty good shot, and the two men agreed to meet outside the White House the next day and test fire the Spencer rifle.
So on August 18th, 1863, Spencer and the president met in Potomac Park, near today's Washington Monument.
They propped a pine board up against a tree. Christopher Spencer fired 7 shots at the board to demonstrate the capability of the rifle and how it operated for the president. And then they turned the board over, and Abraham Lincoln, from a distance of 40 yards, fired 7 consecutive shots into the board.
The demonstration produced an order for the rifle.
The Navy took the risk. They bought the weapon, used that in Navy service, and eventually the Army did buy that. And there were a good number of Spencer carbines that were used by our cavalry during the Civil War.
You can still see the board Lincoln used as a target.
One shot hit the bullseye. The remaining shots encircled the bullseye. They cut the portion of board off that President Lincoln shot, and he presented that to Christopher Spencer.
The Spencer family donated the board to the museum, a piece of history that sold the president on a new rifle to help win the war. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
For exotic poultry to raise, consider Rhea's. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They're a big bird related to ostriches and emus, but you can pasture them with other livestock as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Are a flightless bird native to South America and the lesser-known smaller cousin of the ostrich and emu. Rheas have gray-brown plumage, long legs, and long necks. Jim Hermes is an extension poultry specialist at Oregon State University. He says people who raise the birds pasture them in stands of grass, clover, and alfalfa. They don't fly, but do need fencing.
Electric fencing works well, maybe 5 feet high. The top of their head will be somewhere around 5 and a half feet. They'll be about 125 to 150 pounds when they're adults. If they can find them, they will eat small mammals and other insects and things of that nature, but they do need to have feed as well.
Providing high-quality chicken feed will round out their nutritional needs. For adult birds, a simple three-sided shed with a roof on it, bedded with hay or straw, will keep them comfy and out of the elements. They tend to be silent birds, except when they're chicks or when the male is looking for a mate. Rheas have an interesting parenting style. The male develops a harem, and several hens will lay their eggs into the nest he built on the ground. The female's work is then done, and the male takes care of incubating and raising the young. Hermes says when adults, the birds are processed for their meat.
It's all dark meat. It's all leg and thigh meat. It's very dark, much darker than that which we're used to in a chicken. It would have the appearance of typical beef. However, because they're birds, their physiology is different in that they don't marble their meat with fat. So if you cut all the fat off the outside, it is basically all lean.
Learn more about Rheas and how to raise them at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
To make progress in saving, use more than one bank account. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Keeping all your money in a single account, such as a checking account, makes it more difficult to manage. It's better to have at least two accounts, one for checking and another for savings. When you get paid, transfer a set amount from your checking to your savings. That way, the money won't get mixed in with your other funds. And here's an even better idea. Some online banks allow you to open multiple savings accounts with no fees. You can have an account for emergency savings, one for auto repair, one for Christmas gifts, and so on. Setting up multiple savings accounts is a simple, no-cost way to keep your money straight and save toward your financial goals. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Shear Quality Furniture invites everyone to Beatrice Homestead Days in Nebraska for a parade, rib fest, live entertainment, car show, and much more. It starts June 19th, so come on out and have some fun. From Shear Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Shear. Financing available. Blue Valley Door Company invites listeners to Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 19th. Come on out and have some fun. Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. We serve and install all styles of garage doors and openers. Seamless guttering as well. For farm, industrial, and residential garage doors and openers.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
The strawberries we enjoy today have some history. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers.
The strawberry breeding program started at 1910. It was told to me, and I have not found anybody that can dispute it. It is considered the longest continuously running strawberry breeding program in the world.
That's research geneticist Kim Lewers from the USDA Agricultural Research Service operation in Beltsville, Maryland.
You can grow things in your backyard. They can grow wild in the woods, but it's not really an industry until they can be harvested and then shipped for market. And one of the problems with the early strawberries and wild strawberries, if you've ever had them, is that they're very tender. And almost as soon as you touch them, you've got juice on your fingers, which is kind of fun when you're picking wild fruit in the woods, but not so great when you want to have them ready for a store.
Lewers says strawberry breeders at USDA have worked for decades to develop today's varieties, even dodging a serious threat in the 1950s.
there was a disease that came around, and it nearly devastated the industry. And my predecessor, George Darrow, was aware of the disease. Basically, he, in advance, saved a newborn industry by creating disease-resistant strawberries. And we've been focusing on that ever since.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Day two of the Kansas wheat harvest is complete. From the report brought to you by Sandlin Auto Salvage. For all your auto salvage needs, head to Sandlin Auto Salvage at 29th and Hoover. Harvest was off to a rapid start in southwest Kansas on Thursday with temperatures topping out at 100 degrees. There will be more information available on how yields and quality will compare to average by the beginning of next week when reports start to come in. In central Kansas, harvest came to halt after Tuesday's rainfall, but will pick back up by the weekend with high winds and nearly triple-digit temperatures in the forecast. Derek Sawyer, who farms in McPherson County, reports that before Tuesday's rain, they were cutting wheat that was yielding 80 bushels per acre. But Tuesday brought the area 5 to 6 inches of rain, up to 10 inches in some places, and 80-mile-per-hour sustained winds. This took kernels out of the heads in many wheat fields. He estimates they probably lost 25% of the yield potential. Test weights were good, but will no doubt decrease with the rain. Some fields are in standing water and may not be able to be harvested. While he should be over halfway done with the harvest, Sawyer reports that he barely even got started and won't be able to get into even the fields with the least amount of rainfall until the weekend at the earliest. The creek is out of its banks and roads are flooded in the area. Lee Schufler, who farms in Rice and Ellsworth counties, report that harvest began on June 10th and that yields were averaged up to 20% above average. They've had a couple of rain delays, including Tuesday's rainfall, which ranged from 1.75 to 4 inches in the area with localized flooding. He was able to find dry ground on Thursday and get back to harvest before the weekend. After the rains, test weight has decreased slightly, but is still around average. He's only about 15 to 20% of the way done with harvest and has at least a week left. As harvest progresses across Kansas, early reports show a mixed yield picture driven by spotty rain and shifting soil conditions. Farmers remain hopeful that timely sunshine and dry skies will help wrap up the season successfully. Harvest information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock Auctions have helped farmers and ranchers like you sell cattle. If you're looking to get the highest profit out of your cattle and a hassle-free sell, the name you need to know is Troy Shaw with Double T Livestock. With 466,000 head of cattle sold, Troy knows exactly what you need to do to get the most out of your operation. Call Troy today at 620-491-3312, whether you have a couple head of cattle or a few thousand head of cattle to sell. You can also stop by Double T Livestock at 805 East D Avenue in Kingman, Kansas to watch your cattle sell. Double T Livestock. We don't want everyone's cattle, just yours.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, the tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Protect the environment on your land to benefit the soil, water, and wildlife. A conservation plan helps you reach those goals on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. and take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming.
Manage the natural resources on your farm by implementing a conservation plan. The benefits include protecting the soil and productivity, improving water quality, and attracting wildlife. The Natural Resources Conservation Service can help you figure it all out. Julie Falcon is a resource conservation consultant, retired from the NRCS. She says when they make a visit, they focus on six different resources.
We try to look at the soil. We try to look at the water. We try to look at the air, the plants, the animals, and also the human concerns that you might have out there. And a plan visit usually lasts anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. And we talk about your resource concerns for that particular farm.
A conservation plan can cover an area as small as an acre or thousands of acres. Once the plan is complete, you will receive a copy, and another confidential copy will be on file at your local NRCS office. But Falcon says the work doesn't stop there.
It's always good to read all this stuff, but what's the meat? We need to know when you're projecting to put something on the land. I like to see something done within 5 years, because if we put something down in 10 years, that's kind of far out and you're going to forget. So 5 years is good. Could be as short as a year. 3 years is good too.
Some conservation practices will require an extra investment, but some of the costs might be shared through federal, state, and local cost-sharing programs. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about developing a conservation plan at agriculture.com.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen. But do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Old World Bluestem and Broom's Edge Bluestem are invasive grasses that threaten forage quality across Kansas pastures. K-State Extension agronomist Tina Sullivan explains how these species take hold and the soil types they tend to favor.
So when we are referring to Old World Bluestem, we're really just talking about the collective name used to refer to Caucasian Bluestem and the various cultivars of Yellow Bluestem. Despite these names, the Old World Bluestem is not related to our native tall grass prairie types of bluestems. This plant, the group of them, have become a super invasive grass into our native prairies, into our native grasslands. They are very low in palatability, so if they kind of get into our forage programs, the livestock are not going to really want to eat them, which then allows them to increase their footprints once they're established. For these ones, they really like high calcareous and high pH soils, and also those well-drained soils. So if we have a higher pH, higher calcium amounts, we're going to probably see them.
Sullivan continues by discussing Broom's Edge, how to identify it, and where it is commonly found.
So with Broom's Edge Bluestem, it's another bluestem. A lot of times it's just referred to as Broom's Edge. This one's actually a native perennial bunch grass that can grow up to 4 feet tall. A big identifying factor about this one is it kind of turns a dark orangish brown, kind of golden in color. This one also prefers low pH for establishment and low phosphorus levels in soils. This one will pop up in our tame pastures, like our cool season forages and our native pastures.
She lists management strategies like targeted herbicide use, mowing, and promoting native grasses, which can help control the spread.
One option is kind of trying to get, whether it's your native prairie or your tame forage, your cool season, more productive, or using some type of herbicide option. For Old World Bluestem, both glyphosate and imazapyr, so like Arsenal, can reduce stands of Old World Bluestems. Our current recommendations include mowing and burning, followed by a broadcast application of glyphosate at 3 pounds of active ingredient per acre, or imazapyr at 1/2 pound of active ingredient per acre. The more widespread it is, the less control, obviously, and get a hold of it. So since broom sedge is typically more of a problem we see in those cool season, or what we refer to as more of a tame pasture, we often do some kind of fertility programs in those systems compared to our native prairies.
That was KSA Extension agronomist Tina Sullivan explaining Old World Bluestem and Broom's Edge, invasive plants to Kansas's native prairie. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Friday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day. We've actually seen the grains numbers tail into the red, seeing a lot of red now. The seeds market showing some fight, but those are mostly in the red as well. And the livestock market did have a strong start to the trade day. However, those have now dipped into the red as well. Starting off in the corn market, July corn down 4¾ at 4.28¾. September corn down 2¾ at 4.26¼. Kansas City wheat for July down 5½ at 5.65¾. September KC wheat down 5¼ at 5.81¼. In the oats market, July oats down 2¾ at 3.60½. September oats down 5½ at 3.57 even. Over in the bean market, July soybeans down 5¼ at 10.69½. August soybeans down 4¼ at 10.72½. Soybean meal for July down 20¢ at 2.84.70. August soybean meal down 20¢ at 2.88.90. Soybean oil for July down 29¢ at $54.48. August soybean oil down 33¢ at $54.63. In the cotton market, July cotton down 80¢ at $64.04. December cotton up a dime at $66.77. Taking a first look at your currencies markets, the U.S. dollar index for September in the red down 29¢ at $98.17. The USDI for December down 10¢ at $97.96. The euro for September slightly in the green up to $1.16. The December euro, same story, slightly in the green, up to $1.16. The Japanese yen for September, slightly in the red, to 69¢. The December yen, slightly in the red, down to 69¢. And now, taking a look at your midday stock market numbers, the S&P 500 is little changed a day after holiday as traders weigh next moves by the Fed and Trump. The Dow Jones down 31 points, the S&P 500 down 22 points, and the NASDAQ down 146 points.
Test drive a Grasshopper mower at Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. Grasshopper mowers offer decks with powerful and reliable operation, unmatched comfort, and a legendary cut that leaves your lawn smooth and manicured every time. Grasshopper mowers, committed to the cut. Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment, south of 21st and Andover Road, or south of Kellogg on West Street, or MaximumOutdoor.com. We know mowers.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Sandley and Auto Salvage. Don't let that rusting metal in your yard just sit there. Get cash today by taking it to Sandley and Iron and Metal. Locally owned and offering free pickup, Sandley and Iron and Metal will take that old car or truck off your hands.
No matter big or small,
we take it all. Plus, if you need parts for an old vehicle, check out our inventory list and find the right part at the right price. Sandley and Iron and Metal, 3059 North Hoover Street, and make sure to find us online at Sandley and Auto Salvage.
Several new Chevy Silverado pickups awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a pair of 1500 C71 Edition, a pair of 2500 HD1s Duramax Diesel, and they have a new 2025 Silverado 1500 model work truck at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a little movement Thursday, stocks were poised to end the week on the downside, with futures overnight pointing to a lower open. The Dow Jones fell 44 points yesterday to close at 42,172. The S&P slipped a fraction. The NASDAQ gained 0.1%. Asian shares edged up overnight as fears of an impending U.S. attack on Iran are eased. The White House is expected to decide in the next 2 weeks whether the U.S. will get involved in the Middle East conflict. Canada's prime minister is floating the possibility of new tariffs on American steel and aluminum if the two countries can't reach a trade deal in the next 30 days. Earlier this month, President Trump hiked U.S. tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum to 50%. Some ready-to-eat chicken fettuccine Alfredo meals sold at Kroger and Walmart are being voluntarily recalled after a nationwide listeria outbreak. The Home Chef pasta products have been linked to 17 illnesses, 3 deaths, and a miscarriage. Jim Ryan, ABC News.